Boker Tov, good morning. I apologize for the delay. I had to help my wife and I got stuck in traffic. Today's class will be for the Rafu'a Shalom HaValuchonim V'Khalam. Chimdab Rachel HaRam Dujana HaMelech HaNakam HaNafka Sarav HaNuni HaShalom HaSarad HaBin V'Rachet HaFaba HaDabar HaRavka B'Dachim HaRavka B'Asir Shalom HaSafra HaMin HaMashem HaNam 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 Dan ma'ane sa'ir shalom ne'ach adon 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 Okay, we are on 6a at the top of the page, Vav Amud Aleph, second line from the top of the page. Meitive. If you remember yesterday, we brought a machloket between Abaye and Rava. We were talking about these partial declarations. If a person makes a partial declaration, is that considered an actual declaration? So Abaye was, if we flip back to the Amud, Abaye was of the opinion that Havayan Yadaim, they are considered a declaration. Whereas Rava said they are not considered a declaration. So the Gemara is going to try to bring a few contradictions on the opinion of Abaye. The Gemara brings its first contradiction. Meitive. Harehu alai. If a person says, this object is upon me, as a neder, is on me, upon me as forbidden for me to benefit from it. Or hare ze alai, or this is upon me forbidden to benefit. Asur, it becomes forbidden just by saying those three words. Mi pene shehu yad le korban, because that is considered a partial declaration of a neder with regards to a korban, with regards to an offering. Since that's considered, when a person wants to, for example, bring a korban, he can use those words as well. Right, Rashi says, no, there's no Rashi over here. But since he can use Hare Alai, this is upon me as a korban, or Hare Ze Alai, something along those lines, he can use this as a korban phrase. So we would assume that this phrase also works as a partial declaration. So the Gemara says, Ta'ama, the reason is because the Amar Alai, he said, upon me. That's why Huda Asur. That's why it becomes forbidden for him to benefit from that object. Aval Amar, if he said, Hare Hu, if he just said, this object, Hare Hu, this object, Velo Amar Alai, and he didn't say, this object upon me is forbidden. So Hare Hu Hefker, Hare Hu Hefker, Hare Hu Ditztakaka Amar. Sorry, did I skip the line? Yeah. Sorry, Mechila, I skipped the line. Aval, sorry, Mechila. Aval Lo Amar Alai, but if he didn't say Alai, if he didn't say upon me, Lo, then it would not become forbidden. Meaning, what's the reason why him saying Hare Hu Alai, this object upon me is forbidden? It's because he added the word Alai. If he didn't add that word Alai, what would it be? It wouldn't be forbidden. He just says Hare Hu. Hare Hu what? So since it's not clear what it is, it wouldn't make it forbidden upon himself. And therefore you see what? Tiyuvta da Abaye. It's a contradiction on the opinion of Abaye. Because Abaye says that even if it's partial, and it doesn't fully clearly state everything, it still counts as a declaration. Here it's saying, no, he has to say the full Hare Hu Alai. So clearly it sounds not like Abaye. Rabbi Yehuda and also Rava, I mean, depending on how we explain it. Amar lach Abaye, so Abaye would answer you, Ta'ama da Amar Alai Hu da Asur. The reason is that if he says Alai, he becomes Asur to benefit from this object. Aval Amar Hare Hu. But if he said, this is this object, velo amar alai, and he didn't say upon me, so then what happens? Why is that not considered a neder? Abaye says, it's not that it's a partial declaration, and therefore that's why it doesn't work. Harehu dehefker, harehu detztakaka amar. Because when he says, harehu, this is, so then you can understand that to mean anything. This object is ownerless. This object is tzedakah. It could mean anything. So it's not necessarily meaning that he's coming to take a neder. And so those two words alone, or don't, in this specific case, don't declare a neder whatsoever. So that's why over here, those two words wouldn't make him asur to the object, to benefit from the object. But in a general case, even with a partial declaration, Abaye stands strong that his partial declaration would be considered a declaration. So the Gemara says, "V'hami pnei shehu yad lekorban ketane." But you said, "This is considered a. He's considered asur to benefit from the object. Why? Because it's yad lekorban. It's a partial decoration, like a korban for a sacrifice for an offering. And now you're stating, no, it's for either ownerless or for tzedakah. Well, what is it? It's either for this or for that. So we said that it's yad lekorban. So the Gemara says, no, we have to change the answer again. Ela ema ta'ama. The reason is the amar alai hu asur v'chavaro mutar. If he says upon me, this object is upon me as a nether, so for him it's forbidden to benefit, but his friend is not forbidden to benefit from that object. Aval amar harehu. But if he said just harehu, it's not more lenient. Shnehin asurim. They would both become forbidden to benefit, him and his friend, because he says harehu. So therefore, if he just said harehu, it would be even stricter because it actually supports the opinion of Abaye. The dilma, harehu hekdesh ka'amar. The reason why it would be forbidden if he just said harehu, it would be forbidden to both of them, is because you would think that maybe he's coming to say harehu hekdesh. Maybe this is consecrated to the Beit HaMikdash. So since he could have said that with the words harehu, and that's what he could have finished it, so therefore you would understand that this would be forbidden to both of them. And this is not against Abaye. The Gemara now brings a second contradiction on Abaye. Meitive. Hare zo chatat, if somebody comes and says, this is a sin offering. Hare zo asham, or this is another type of offering, another type of sin offering. Afal pi shu chayav chatat, even though the person is obligated to bring a sin offering, ve asham, or an asham offering, lo amar kelum, it's as if he said nothing. Just saying, this is a chatat, doesn't do anything, because you're not clear, you don't say, this is my chatat, or this is a chatat upon me. Right? So it sounds in the beginning of this beraita against Abaye. Harezo chatati, if he says this is my sin offering, harezo ashami, this is my asham offering, im hayam mechuyav, if he was obligated to bring a sin offering, dvarav kayamin, then his words stand. Meaning to say, over here, there's three levels. Either person is not obligated to bring a korban, and so therefore the only way he would become obligated to bring this korban is if he says, hare chatat alai, this chatat is upon me to bring. So he has to add that word. If he doesn't add that word, it doesn't count. Now, even when he is obligated, if he doesn't specify, this is my chatat that I'm bringing, he also doesn't have to bring this one. So what do you see? Tiufta de Abaye. This is a contradiction on the opinion of Abaye. Because Abaye is of the opinion that states that you don't have to state the whole thing clearly, even if you just state partial. If he just says, without the word alai, it should count as well for him to be obligated to bring this korban. But that's not what it says here. It says only when he says alai is not when he becomes, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, in a case where the person, let's say, is not obligated, if he doesn't say the word alai, hare chatat alai, then he wouldn't be obligated to bring this korban. That's not enough. So clearly this is against Abaye, who says that even those partial declarations would count as a declaration. So the Gemara comes and answers, Amar lach Abaye, Abaye would tell you, ha mani, who is the author here? Rabbi Yudahi. No, the author here is following the opinion of Rabbi Yudah. And that's why over here, this partial declaration is not considered a declaration, because Rabbi Yudah holds that it's not. Right, if you remember, I said we had the machloket Rabbi Yudah and the Rabbanan. So this is the author, is by Rabbi Yudah. But if you remember yesterday, an interesting question. Yesterday at the end of the daf, we tried to say that maybe Abaye is going like Rabbanan, and Rava is going like Rabbi Yudah. And what did we answer? We said, no, it could be that either of them is going with either opinion. And we answered that maybe the case of get is different than any other case. So over here it sounds like Abaye is saying, I don't hold like Rabbi Yudah. This is the author of Rabbi Yudah. I don't hold like him. But yesterday we said that Abaye could work with Rabbi Yudah's opinion as well. So how does that make sense over here? So that's the Gemara's next question. The Gemara's next question is, Veha Abaye hu da'amar. Abaye is the one who said yesterday, Ana da'amri afilu Rabbi Yudah. I can go even like the opinion of Rabbi Yudah. If Abaye said that, how can he say over here that this author is Rabbi Yudah? You hold like Rabbi Yudah as well, Abaye. So the Gemara says, Hadarbe, he retracted his opinion. He doesn't hold the same way anymore. Meaning, he holds like Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Yudah. So now, what do we have? We have from yesterday's daf, we thought to say that Abaye holds like Rabbanan, Rava holds like Rabbi Yudah. We said that no, Abaye could even hold like Rabbi Yudah, and Rava can even hold like Rabbanan. Now we're saying that the case of Abaye holding like Rabbi Yudah, no, he retracted that. He really only holds like Rabbanan. So now we have Abaye holding like Rabbanan, and Rava can either hold like Rabbanan or Rabbi Yudah. So now the Gemara is going to try to see, okay, if we're going to retract on Abaye and saying that he can only hold like Rabbanan, maybe we can retract on Rava and say that he only holds like Rabbi Yudah. That's the Gemara's next question. The Gemara says, Ela lema, so then you should say, Rava da'amar k'Rabbi Yudah. Rava is holding the opinion of Rabbi Yudah only, and not like Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, Amar lach Rava, Rava would tell you, like what we said yesterday, Ana da'amri afilu Rabbanan. I hold even like the opinion of the Rabbanan. Ad kan lo ka'amri Rabbanan. Over there, that what we said yesterday, the case of Gitin, the Rabbanan was only of that opinion that you don't need yadayim mochichot, de lo bayinan yadayim mochichot, you don't need the the partial declaration for them to be clear enough for it to be for it to go into effect. Ela gabe get. That's only by a divorce that he says it's not required to be a full clear declaration. Why? The ein adam migaresh eshet chaverah. A person does not divorce his friend's wife. He's giving writing divorce writing for his own wife. Aval be'alma, but in a general case, ba'inen yadayim ochichot. Rava would explain the opinion of Rabbanan to mean that in a general case, you do. Rabbanan does hold that you need to have the partial declaration does need to be clear enough for it to, for them to be conclusive, for them to actually work, for them to make sense. It needs to be clear enough. It needs to be long enough. So therefore, clearly, Rava can even work like the opinion of Rabbanan. Okay, flipping the amud. Now we're going to get into two more topics, and that's the remainder of the daf. The third topic of the daf is essentially going to be something that's called Yad Lekidushin. We're going to use this case of Yadot, of these partial expressions or declarations, and ask if we have these partial declarations for Kol Minei Dvarim. Do we have a partial declaration for Kiddushin? If a person wants to do Kiddushin, and he only wants to do Kiddushin with a partial declaration, not the full declaration asking, do you want to marry me? Harei Ad Mekudesh Adli. Right, without that phrase. He wants to use a different phrase. Or, and then we're getting to the fourth part of the daf, which is Yad Le-Pe'ah. Yad Le-Pe'ah is, we all know what Pe'ah is. Pe'ah is when a person has to leave a corner of his field over for the poor people. We're going to go over Leket Shechan Pe'ah. He leaves a section of his field over for the poor person. The question is, if a person makes a portion of his field Pe'ah by using a partial declaration, is that considered Pe'ah or not? So we're going to see these two next concepts on today's daf. Ba'i Rafapa. Rafapa is a question. Remember, it's Rafapa asking the question. Yes, yad lekidushin or lo? Is there a partial declaration for kidushin or not? Meaning to say, what does that mean? So the Gemara says, hey chidame, what's the case over here? I lema, perhaps de amar la leisha. He goes and tells a woman, hare ad mekudesh li. I'm hereby marrying you. Ve amar la chaverta, and then he goes to her friend and says, ve at nami, and you too. So does that sound like kiddushin? So the Gemara says, yeah. Pshita hainu kiddushin atzman. That case is for sure kiddushin. He says, I'm marrying you and you too. So he's continuing his sentence, so he's marrying both of them. So that's for sure kiddushin. That's not the question. Ela, the question must be, kegon de amar la leisha. He says to a woman, hareyat mekudeshet li. I'm hereby marrying you. Ve amar la lechavirtan. He goes and tells the friend, ve'at, and you. That word ve'at, is that enough? Is that partial declaration enough? Mi amrinan ve'at nami amarla lechaverta. Is he trying to say, and you too, I am marrying you, is what he's saying to the friend, ve'tafse ba kiddushin lechaverta, and the kiddushin counts with the friend as well. O dilma, or perhaps, ve'at, when he said you, chazai amarla lechaverta. He was saying, consider marrying me, is what he was trying to say. Ve'lo tafse ba kiddushin lechaverta. And really, the kiddushin does not count. Which one is it? If he just says the word ve'at, and you, is that kiddushin or not? That's yad lekiddushin. So the Gemara says, before we answer this question, is Rav Papa really asking this question? Umi mi ba'ilei Rav Papa? Does Rav Papa really have this question? Well, we know Rav Papa already knows the answer to this. Veha, we know in Masal el Kiddushin on Daf Hey, the Gemara there says mida amar le Rav Papa la Abaye. When Rav Papa over there says to Abaye, in the opinion of Shemuel, mi savar Shemuel? Does Shemuel really hold? Yadayim she'ein mochichot havyan yadayim. That partial declarations, partial expressions that are not conclusive, they're inconclusive, those are considered a partial declaration. Does he really hold like that? From the fact that Rav Papa asked that question, it must be that he holds mikhlal desvira le Rav Papa. It must be that Rav Papa holds the yesh yad le kiddushin. That there is partial declarations for kiddushin when it is conclusive. He was asking, according to the opinion of Shemuel, when they are inconclusive, when they're not clear to understand from that partial declaration. Does Shemuel really hold that those are considered a declaration? That implies that he holds that when it's conclusive, when it's clear from what he's stating in the declaration, then it is considered. If he says, Hare Ad Mekudesh Ali, it's clear. So then he holds, or Aveat Nami, and you too, he knows that that's considered a declaration. So why is he asking over here, Yesh Yad Le Kiddushin or Lo, is there considered partial declaration of Kiddushin or not? He already asked this question in Masach Le Kiddushin. And he already understood the answer.
But it's inconclusive. This is over here very
right. But look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Michlal desvir la diyesh yad lekiddushin heichad mochichot." It shows that he holds that there is yad lekiddushin whenever it's mochichot, meaning when there's mochichot, yes; when it's not, no. So, do you have the answer to his question? So the Gemara says, "Chadam migo my desvir la leShmuel amar le labaye." No, he wanted to know within the opinion of Shemuel. He was asking. he was asking, the Shmuel, meaning, he was asking, according to the opinion of Shmuel, if there is Yad Lakidushin or not. According to Shmuel's opinion, does Shmuel hold, does this consider, is a partial declaration by Kiddushin considered a declaration or not? According to Shmuel, according to me, whenever it's conclusive, yes. If not, no. That's how he explained it. So that's how you explain his question. But the Gemara kind of leaves us off without that necessarily response, but it just tells us Rav Papa's explanation. It doesn't necessarily give us how we answer according to Shmuel. So now the Gemara goes on to a second question. Ba'er Rav Papa asks the second question. Yesh yad le'peah, or en yad le'peah. Is there a partial declaration for peah, like I explained, setting a portion of your field for the poor people, or not, if a person makes it with a partial declaration? So the Gemara says, hey chidame, what's the case over here? Ilema, perhaps what the case is the Amar, he said, Hadden ugya leheve peah, vehaden nami. He says, this part of the field, this plot of the field, should be peah, and this too. From those words, and this too, is that considered pe'ah or not? That is the exact same case as Kiddushin. Hahi pe'ah, me'aliyatehi. That's 100% pe'ah. There's no question about that. That's not the question here. Hikami ba'ile, Rav Papa's question over here was, kegon de amar, if a person comes and says, ve'hadin, he just said, this field should be pe'ah, and this. He doesn't say, and this too. He just said, and this. What does that mean? Is that pe'ah, or is it not pe'ah? Ve'lo amar nami. And he didn't say also, this also. So my, what's the case over there? So the Gemara says, you can infer from this case, Michlal, you can infer from here, Dechi Amar Sadeh Kula Tehevi Pe'ah, Havya Pe'ah. If he would have said the whole field should be Pe'ah, right? It sounds like from here, that the whole field should be Pe'ah. Is that correct? From what we just said, we said if he says, this part is Pe'ah, and this too, so then that's for sure Pe'ah. So is it the same case that if a person says, my whole field should be Pe'ah, that the whole field will be Pe'ah? Can you make your whole field Pe'ah for the poor people? So the Gemara says, in. Yes, you actually can. Ve'atanya, we have a braita. This actually, most times when it says Ve'ha, it's a question over here, it's a support. Ve'atanya is a support. Minayin she'im rotze la'asot kol sadeu Pe'ah oseh. How do we know if a person wants to make his whole field Pe'ah for the poor people, he's allowed to do that? Tamu lomar, Pe'at sadecha. It says, the Pe'ah of your field. It could have said, Sheba Sedecha, meaning the Pe'ah from your field. It said Pe'ah of your field. So it must be that the whole field can become Pe'ah as well if you want to. That's how you explain that. That was just a side point. But the Gemara gets back to its main point. Mi Amrinan, do we say, Kevand Itkash La Korbanot, that since Pe'ah has a connection, which we haven't seen yet, to Korbanot, and ma korbanot, just like sacrifices, yesh lehem yad, they have a partial decoration. You can, like we said in our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah was all about that. You can make a partial decoration for a korban. So too, af pe'ah, yesh la yad. So too, by pe'ah, there's partial decoration. If he makes a partial decoration, he says, vehaden, and this, then this part of the field would also be pe'ah. Or dilma, or perhaps, ki itkash, leval te'acher hu de'itkash. When we are saying it's a connect, when we say that pe'ah is connected to korbanot, it's only connected to the aspect of bal ta'acher, of don't delay.
Meaning what? How can you
look at Rashi? So how can you delay your pe'ah? Dekai alei nami bebal ta'acher ke korban. Aval kai gavna de'id le yad lo itkash. Meaning, okay, Rashi doesn't necessarily explain how, but the essential way of how you can violate don't delay your pe'ah is you're going now and you're giving to the poor people and you leave the leket which we're about to see is the gleanings. Let's say the person, he gleans and certain things he falls and he doesn't pick them up, so he can't go back and take those, he has to leave those for the poor people. Then there's shichecha, there's things that he forgot, he put them down and then he forgot them. He also has to leave that for the poor people. And then there's Pe'ah, which is the section of the field. So as he's doing all this, he shouldn't delay when the poor people come and then there's no Pe'ah for them. He shouldn't delay that. This is part of also the obligation. Maybe we can say that that's what the Hekesh is for not delaying.
It starts from the time that he makes a declaration, no?
From the time that...
He makes a declaration.
Nachon, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So that's the question. Is this... Do we have Yad Le'Pe'ah or is it just a Hekesh for Baal Te'acher? The Gemara then says, where did we even see a connection between korbanot and pe'ah? This is the first time we're seeing pe'ah in the Masechet. So the Gemara says, "Vehecha itkash." Where do we see a hekesh? The Gemara says, "Detani," as the Braita says, flipping the Amud. The pasuk says in the pasuk about making this neder. We're using the same pasuk the whole Masechet. Ki tidor neder la'adonai lo'echa. You make a neder. Lo te'acher l'shalmo. You shouldn't delay it. Ki darosh yidarshenu adonai lo'echa me'imach. Hashem will demand it from you. Va'yavechachet, and there will be sin. What me'imach? What is me'imach? So the Gemara says, "Zeh leket shichachah upeah." That's referring to the gleanings that he fell. He can't pick them up. Shichachah, what he forgot, and the peah, the section of the field, leads to the poor people. What does me'imach have to do with the poor people? Any idea? So the way they explain it over
some
here,
some say me'imach that, but I give to the ani is me'imach. You have to give it to them.
Some say there's a derasha over here that. There's a pasuk, et he'ani imach. So the same word imach over there is imach over here. So it must be both of them are talking in misbi. There has to be some derasha for a poor person. So he's saying this is the source where this pasuk is talking about korban. Don't delay your korban you made a neder for. And it's connected to the aspect of me'imach, which is referring to the poor people. So pe'ah and korban have a connection. It's a very distant connection. But it's a connection. It's a hekesh. But the Gemara leaves us off in the question. It doesn't answer the question. It left us off without resolving an unanswered question with regards to if there is a yad lepe'ah or not. So therefore, that's how the Gemara ends over here, not explaining necessarily what the answer is, but B'ezrat Hashem will continue tomorrow. So we'll do a quick 1 minute recap. We started on the beginning of the daf. We had first contradiction in Abaye. We explained that no, it's not really a contradiction. Then we had the second part of the daf. We had another contradiction in Abaye. And Abaye really answered saying, no, that really I hold now only like Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Yehuda. This author is Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, what about Rava? Rava, we said, holds like both. Can he hold only like Rabbi Yehuda? And when I said, only like Rabbi Yehuda. And when I said, no, he also holds like Rabbanan, and we continued that shita. Then as we got to the second part of the daf, we had two concepts. Part number three of the daf was, yesh yad kiddushin or ain't yad kiddushin? Is there partial decoration for kiddushin or not? And really, we thought we were asking, in the opinion of Rav Papa, that's not what we were asking. He holds that if it's a conclusive, if it's something that is clear from what you're saying, then there is kiddushin. If not, then not. We were asking within the opinion of Shemuel. That was the question. And according to the fourth part of the daf, that was yesh yad lepe'ah or not? Is there a partial declaration for pe'ah? And the Gemara pretty much left us off because we are finding out where the hekesh from korbanot to pe'ah comes from. We have a hekesh, but the Gemara left us out unanswered. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.